When someone in your family is going through depression, it's hard to know what to say, and I said everything wrong. I'm Sam. Our family went through it, and I just kept saying, come on, let's get it together. The thing I should have been saying is, let's get you to the center, a place of hope. It's a place for you or a place for someone you love who's struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders. So many success stories. It's personal to me. They've actually saved the lives of people I love. If you felt like, I don't know what to do to dig out of this really dark place, and you've tried everything and you can't think of what to do next, make a phone call right now. Call the Center, a Place of Hope.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our host, Zach Clinton.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back in to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'll be your host today, Zach Clinton. And yesterday, we were joined by an incredible guest. He's a friend of our ministry, and his name is Alex McFarland. As a Christian apologist, author, evangelist, religion and culture analyst, and advocate for biblical truth, Alex McFarland speaks worldwide. He's preached in over 2,200 churches throughout North America and numerous more internationally. He also speaks at Christian events, conferences, debates, and other venues to teach biblical truths and to preach the gospel. Ultimately, Alex's life mission is twofold, to know God and to make his name known. Yesterday, we talked all about the family. We talked a little bit about worldview. And today, we're going to be diving into two incredible resources that he has to offer. They're two books that will surely help you in your walk with Christ, as well as those close to you and those that you love. Alex, my friend, thank you so much for joining us again today.
Oh, thanks, Zach. I have such a respect for your family and for you professionally and personally. We feel a great honor to work with you in any context. So thanks for having me on.
Alex, always so blessed just to glean from your wealth of wisdom and knowledge and experience in the field. You are someone, again, who I view with the utmost respect because you have your finger on the pulse of the climate and the culture of Christianity, especially within America today. And what I love about you is that what is so important to you is that people begin to press back into a knowledge of who God is and how we should then live, as Francis Schaeffer would then say. One resource, though, that I think we can all glean from, especially in this walk, when we talk about building biblical worldviews, is a book that you wrote several years ago, 100 Bible Questions and Answers, Inspiring Truths, Historical Facts, and Practical Insights, which seeks to help its readers better understand God, biblical authority, Christian doctrine, end times, and practical living. Up front, Alex, what was the need that you saw in culture and society for why you wrote this book, and really what's at the heart and the center of it all?
Well, thanks, Zach. You know, we've done this show for 15 years on the American Family Radio Network called Exploring the Word. And it started out as a Bible teaching show, just very simple premise. We read the Bible and give just basic, you know, lower shelf commentary, and then we take phone calls. And from the very first year, You know, people would call in with all kind of Bible questions. And we've seen people accept Christ on live radio. And I just was keeping notebooks. And you know, a lot of the questions are similar. And then every now and then you'll get a unique question. And so a publisher came to us, Broad Street Publishing out of Minnesota, came to us about 2021. And they said, look, would you do a book? Initially, it was going to be 200 Bible questions, but we decided to make it 100 Bible questions. And these are actual questions from actual radio listeners. Then in 23, we did a second book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers for Families. Now, this one, again, questions from radio listeners, lots of questions about marriage and parenting, healthy conflict resolution in the home, even things like, you know, how do I know whom to marry? How do I find God's will for a spouse? Now, this is first time anywhere, and I didn't tell you about this, but September 1st of 2025, the third volume in this series is going to come out, and it's going to be 100 Bible Questions on Prophecy and the End Times. And again, I mean, so much going on in the world, the wiring of the planet, drones above New Jersey. So we've written a book, and it's completely fresh research on Bible prophecy, what's going on in Israel, global terrorism. Does this point to the return of Christ? So book number three in our 100 Questions series, it's like on the press within weeks from now. It'll be out September 1st of 2025.
Wow, Alex, that's incredibly exciting. Like you said, coming out in 2025, because there's a lot that's happening when it comes to the technology in the world today. You're talking about artificial intelligence. I would love just to dive in here for a second. What's your take on all of that? And what are you learning as you're beginning to ask those big questions and even answering those questions found and rooted and anchored in the truth of God's word that can really help bring some peace and some clarity to our listeners, to our audience, to the parents out there that are just concerned for the world that their kids are having to grow up in?
Well, great question. You know, AI is an amazing development. It really is amazing. We all carry around a mobile device, and in the palm of our hand is the Library of Congress and more. I mean, really, the sum total of human knowledge is in anybody's hand. And, you know, there's search engines and, you know, for 20 years, we've been Googling stuff. Well, now AI, as we all know, in a matter of seconds, can troll and glean from all of the knowledge on all of the servers. And let me say this. This is probably going to sound a little bit different than a lot of people's take. ChatGPT and the others, and there's Claude, and there's a lot of AI engines out there. AI is really like an information amalgamator. I mean, if you could put out anything, a Bible question, or create an 800-word article about how to make chocolate chip cookies, and in a second, AI would troll all the servers and all of the bytes of data there. Now, are there some bits of misinformation out there? Yes. But here's what we're finding. It's funny. I just yesterday, I interviewed one of the top AI guys in the country who does national defense work for the government. Very knowledgeable Christian guy. And he was saying that, look, there is misinformation that can slip through the grid. However, there is so much true information to offset the errant lines of misinformation that AI is relatively trustworthy. Now, there's a story that was in the news last week about a lot of young people that, it's funny, in the age of social media, our social skills are not always as good as they could be. And there are a lot of kids that are introverts. They don't really interact with people well, but they do interact with AI friends, even an AI Jesus. 1,200 teenagers we'll have in summer camp this summer. We say, look, Don't just trust an AI Jesus or an AI Bible. Get a Bible, the real Word of God. And by the way, parenthetically, let me say this. I know we do so much on screens. We read online, on mobile devices. Folks, let me say, read books, and I'll tell you why. Volumes of studies have documented that when we're physically handling a book, maybe it's just the haptics of the turning the page, but assimilation and recall. Now, assimilation is how we get new information that meshes with our existing knowledge base. And then recall, the ability to remember and retain what we've read. When you read a book, your assimilation, your recall, your cognition is stronger than if you just read a screen only. And you know, they've done so many studies about eye movements when we're screen reading versus page reading. I don't know if more or different synapses are firing, but I challenge young people, not only for the mental side of learning, but just books that, especially books that were published, you know, maybe the older books, they're not subject to revision, and the hard truths of Scripture are not going to be canceled. We do a lot of study online, no doubt, we all do, but build yourself a library. The founder of the Methodist Church, John Wesley, here's a great quote attributed to John Wesley. He said, "Those who read, lead." So be a reader, and we challenge people. I about every year I put out an updated recommended reading list, Zach. And so I love to write. I'm glad people are, you know, we've got hundreds of articles on my website and things like that. But church, don't just passively take what AI feeds you. Be a learner. And really, that's a stewardship issue, the stewardship of the mind. And for a Christian, all of life is stewardship. We're not owners. We're managers. We're stewards. God's given us life, time, relationships, finances, abilities. We're to be a good steward. We're not to waste our life. But I think, Zach, we also need to talk to the church, especially young people, about the stewardship of our mind, the life of the mind and learning, and not just AI passive robots, but active learners, so we have discernment.
I think it's important to recognize that, yes, you know, with the technology advances that are happening, there can be some benefit, there can be some good things that are produced from it. But at the same time, like you said, nothing substitutes just real life learning, getting into books, getting into God's Word, actually understanding and seeking truth for what it is. And I do believe this, Alex, and I think you do as well. Like you said in yesterday's program and show, you're encouraged, even with what you're seeing when it comes to the opportunities that are afforded to our young people and the next generation for such a time as this. But it's this understanding, there's a stirring, there's a hunger, there's a thirst for truth. And I'm interested for a listener out there in our audience today who maybe is new to the faith, who has been pretty interested in all the things that you've been sharing over the last couple of days. But I'm interested, based on your book, then getting back to 100 Bible questions and answers, inspiring truths, historical facts, practical insights, what are some of the questions as you are evangelizing to new believers, to baby believers, what are some of the questions that you really find them wrestling with, such as maybe who is God? Who is this almighty being? And how do you begin to answer those questions for people that are, again, are maybe more new to the faith?
Well, great question. I am encouraged. I'm very, very encouraged at the way that young people care about truth. They honestly do. Because look, here's the deal. Even though we live in an age of a lot of, you know, social changes, technological changes, we're still human beings. And I really believe human nature doesn't change. And we were made, Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, God has set eternity in our hearts. Augustine, he was a great Christian thinker that lived 1,600 years ago. Augustine said, the heart is restless till it rests in thee. And I think we see this in young people, whether they're, you know, from the Western world or from, you know, South America or Asia. People want to know basically three questions: origin, purpose, destiny. Where did I come from? Why am I here? What is the purpose of my life? Where are we headed? And Zach, you and I would agree, we know the solid answers to those questions of every human being, origin, purpose, destiny, it's found in Jesus Christ. We were made by Almighty God. We did not evolve out of the primordial soup. God made us. That's why every human life has purpose and value and dignity. Because, I mean, think about this, and maybe somebody listening needs to hear this now. Folks, maybe you don't feel like you have value, and maybe you were told that you were stupid or just whatever. No, do not believe those lies. God Almighty deemed that you would exist. So your life has purpose, and God doesn't make mistakes. And as a human being, you're someone that has so much value. The Lord Jesus gave his life for you. I don't know how you feel like others care about you or whatever, but Jesus Christ said, you matter so much. I'm going to die and give my life for you to have life. So we try to help people understand that their identity and their value and their purpose must be tied to God. But when you build your life and your worth and your self-image on the fact that God made me, my life has a purpose. The Bible says that Jesus will never leave us or forsake us. That's Malachi 3, Hebrews 13, and John 10, 28. Bible says that nothing can pluck us out of his hand. And do you know what? Here's another verse that may be of value to somebody. People ask, you know, why? Why was I born in this place? Why was I 5'8" when I wish I was 6 feet tall? Here's the deal. Psalm 16, verse 6. Very interesting. And this relates to the transgender, crisis. All right. Psalm 16, verse 6 says, the boundary lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a godly heritage. You say, well, what in the world does that mean? Okay, there are some boundary lines of life that only God decided. I mean, you and I can make a lot of decisions. Where do I go to school? What kind of job do I take? Do I wear the blue sweater or the black sweater? But there are a lot of decisions in life that you or I had no input on. The boundary lines of our life, Psalm 16:6 is basically saying that God, in all of his wisdom, God has done everything possible to bring us to a knowledge of Jesus. The one thing God won't do is override our free will. And God still, we have to make the decision to believe in Jesus and follow Jesus. But here's the thing. Our parents, the time of our birth, the location, and yes, even our gender. There are some immutable, unchangeable things that God decided. And the sooner that we get okay with that, the more at peace we're going to be. I'm never going to be 6 feet tall. God made me the stature that I am. I have a southern accent because I was born in the South. When I go to New York City, I go to New York and do media, and they make fun of me because of my southern accent. I'm like, hey, what can I say? I'm from the South, you know? But I guess I want to challenge people. Some of the boundary lines of life, God decided. And maybe you might have to say, you know, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm finding people of all ages, but especially young people, they're enthusiastically embracing the idea to let God be God in their life. And the Spirit of the Lord is moving, and people are finding Jesus. Teenagers, they're believing us when we say, God has a roadmap for your life, and if you'll trust his word, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and he will direct your path. People are, they're gravitating toward it in droves. And I could tell you so many stories, but I want to encourage people to have hope. Moms and dads, lay out God's word for your kids. They're hungry for it. Sunday school teachers, youth leaders, pastors, don't try to be a B-grade motivational speaker. Give God's word. That's what people are hungry for, and it's God's word that changes lives.
I love it. Hey, Alex, as we close, I want to end this way, kind of ending how I started. Although there's a lot of hurt and there's a lot of challenge in our world today, there's still so much hope. From the Asbury Revival, the box office explosion of the Jesus Revolution movie, the Unite College Campus Crusade, what happened up at Ohio State University with the football team, player-led revival night. Bible sales are up 22% in 2024. Alex, clearly again, there's a hunger, there's a thirst, there's a stirring going on as people are continuing to seek truth. So as we close today, my friend, even in the midst of all the pain, do you still believe that the church has potential to influence and change the culture for good? Good moving forward.
Absolutely. Praise God. You know, that statistic about Bible sales are up 22% in the last year, that is true. Bible sales are up 41% since COVID. Yeah, I mean, people are looking for answers and God's word has got them. And I want to challenge people that we need unity within the body of Christ. If you love the Lord and you love his word and you care about people, then we need each other. Let's work together. Let's link arms. Let's unify. Let's pray together. And Zach, I believe it with all my heart. You mentioned Asbury and the Great Awakenings and Ohio State. What's so cool about all those movements, and they are wonderful, is that when Christians, look, we forget the labels, but we lift up Jesus. Like the Greg Laurie movie, Jesus Revolution. That's a fantastic movie. Kelsey Grammer should have won an Academy Award for his uncanny, perfect portrayal of Chuck Smith. But listen, when Jesus is lifted up and the Spirit of God is in control, it changes the world. It's happened before. It's happening again. Let's not miss out. The 20 books that the Lord has allowed me to write, all 20 of my books are on Amazon.com. Also, CBD online Christian book distributors. You know, it, folks, if you have a local Christian bookstore, try to support it. Those things are kind of rare these days. And then we do a lot of shipment and fulfillment. We've got some curriculum, small group study curriculum on my own website, which is alexmcfarland.com. But probably... like it or not, probably the best go-to spot for all things Alex McFarland is at Amazon.com.
Let's not miss out. Again, keep seeking and keep spreading the truth of God's word, not just day by day, but moment by moment. Again, to find out more about Alex, you can go to alexmcfarland.com. Check out all of his incredible resources, a plethora of them all across Amazon. But again, Alex, on behalf of all of us here, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, myself, all of us at Life, Love, Faith, and Family, my friend, thank you so much for who you are, the work that God is continuing to do in and through your life. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Blessings to you, my friend.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
If someone in your family has depression or anxiety, it's hard to know what to do. We went through that. I'm Sam. The center is a place of hope. Lives are being healed. God is changing families.
Coming to the center, it's just life altering. My relationship with my husband, my relationship with my family.
Struggling to keep it all together, or no one knows, or you're hiding things, or you feel like you've hit some crisis.
It's amazing to think that there could be so much change.
Man, I'm so grateful for the center. It's so helpful for me, and I'm so hopeful.
The center, a place of hope. Call today. a lot of people are surprised that insurance can help cover this.
Dive in, give yourself all to it. Watch what happens.
Call the Center, A Place of Hope, right now.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, A Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the center, A Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.